This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
A judge sides with police and Occupy Wall Street will have to find a new place for their tents and sleeping bags. A seemingly coordinated attack on demonstrations is largely successful. So what's next for the protesters? It's Wednesday, November 16th. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Celeste Headlee here. John Hockenberry is out again today. Occupy Wall Street takes it to the streets while the mayors around the country want to bring it into court. We're going to talk about the legal battle brewing and the lessons for law enforcement. And here's what you're talking about.
My name is Ed. I'm calling from New York. I was a member of the Occupy Wall Street movement. I think that this has raised the consciousness of the people in America. Even though Zuccotti Park might be gone, the ideas remain.
Do you think that Occupy Wall Street is gone or is it still alive? Give us your view at 8778-MY-TAKE. And those protests topped the headlines this morning. That's the sound of protesters heading back to New York's Zuccotti Park yesterday afternoon after they were cleared out by police. A judge has ruled, though, that they can't bring in personal items aside from their own carrying bag, so no camping gear or tents. In Australia, President Obama announced he'll strengthen U.S. military presence in the region amid growing concern about the rise of China. He says up to 250 Marines would be sent to the north of Australia over the next year. The deadline for the Congressional Super Committee to cut the deficit is fast approaching. Now GOP leaders say they'd agree to increasing taxes in return for revamping the tax code. Lawmakers have until next week to cut $1.2 trillion over the next decade. Details are getting a little murky in Penn State, where the main witness of Jerry Sandusky's alleged sexual assault is giving a few conflicting accounts. Former grad assistant Mike McQueary told a grand jury he saw Sandusky sexually assault a young boy in 2002, but left the locker room and told his father. But in a recent email, he claims he stopped the attack and then informed police. Defectors from Syria's army say they've launched an attack on a military compound near Damascus that's run by the country's air force. Meanwhile, the Arab League holds a meeting today about the crisis in Syria. They'll consider stepping up their response to the violence by government forces on protesters. Syrian officials say they will not attend. Thousands of Afghan leaders and elders gathered for a four-day assembly in Kabul. Afghan President Hamid Karzai called on them to create more relations with the United States. The meeting is on high security after the Taliban claimed to have security details for the talks. In sports, NBA players filed two antitrust suits in Minnesota and California, both against the league. They argue the now 139-day lockout is illegal. But the league actually filed a preemptive lawsuit in New York. They're seeking to prove that the lockout is legal, and that would likely push for the cases to be moved there to New York to get, legal home court advantage. And in baseball, the Detroit Tigers' Justin Verlander walked away with American League's Cy Young Award last night. That was a unanimous decision, richly deserved as well. Asian markets mostly closed down while European markets are up. Wall Street futures looking at a positive but relatively soft opening. The Dow's going to start at 12,096, the S&P at 1,258, the NASDAQ will begin at 2,686. The holiday shopping season is just around the corner. How much are you expecting to spend? In our household, we're expecting to spend less than last year. And I assume that millions of people are because merchants are worried. Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter from the New York Times, joins us in about 30 minutes to talk about consumer confidence remaining low while business owners start to get nervous. And later this hour, a Penn State alum and someone who benefited from the Second Mile Foundation founded by Jerry Sandusky says he's lost faith in his parents' generation.
Shocking allegations tonight out of State College, where legendary football coach Jerry Sandusky was arrested today. Police say he had sex with numerous underage boys, and they say top university officials helped cover it up.
We'll get a view from this Penn State alum and his take not only in the Penn State scandal, but the leadership in the United States. First, though, law enforcement's response to Occupy Wall Street. Has it been an overreaction? Still looking for your views. 8778-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.